to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Good morning, friends and fellow world changers. By now, we've established there's no going away from God's word if we want to be successful in life. Yesterday, we stated the simple answer to maintaining a pure heart and finding true joy is by living in God's word and walking in His truth. Today's focus is the way to the abundant life. That's the way to the abundant life. In John 10, Jesus declared the purpose of His coming to earth. But I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect. Life in its fullness until you overflow. Abundant life, that's life in Christ, guarantees all we'd ever need in life and more. The Greek word which translates to abundance here means over and above, more than is necessary, super added. And living our lives through the power of the Spirit of Jesus ensures we live obedient lives to our God, because we realize everything we are or have come from God, and that keeps us humble. Psalm 119 verses 17 to 24, which is our focus scripture, reads, "Let me, your servant, walk in abundance of life, that I may always live to obey your truth. Open my eyes to see the miracle wonders hidden in your word. My life on earth is so brief, so tutor me in the ways of your wisdom. I am continually consumed by these irresistible longings, these cravings to obey your every command. Your displeasure rests with those who are arrogant, who think they know everything. You rebuke the rebellious who refuse your laws. Don't let them mock and scorn me for obeying you. For even if the princes and my leaders choose to criticize me, I will continue to serve you and walk in your plans for my life. Your commandments are my counselors. Your word is my light and delight." Throughout the scripture, the understanding that God resists the proud and honors the humble is repeated in both the Old and New Testament so many times we can't miss it. And remember the parable Jesus told of the Pharisee and the tax collector praying in the temple in Luke 18. Jesus said God honored the tax collector more than the Pharisee. The quick takeaway from all of that is that from scripture we gather that abundant life, this scripture in Psalm 119, we gather that the abundant life gives way to and is got through one, obedience and humility. That we find in verses 17 and verse 21. It shows us that the revelation and wisdom of God, the psalmist says, "Open my eyes to see the miracle wonders hidden in your word." That's revelation, and the wisdom of God is got only through the word of God. Our human notion of abundant life isn't God's. God's word is the vehicle through which He gets abundant life to us. His wisdom, which He encourages us to ask for in James 1 verse 5, enables us to understand this. It's peculiar how the Bible links God's word to our sight. I guess that affirms our all too misquoted saying, "Seeing is believing." but in the sense that sin is in the spirit, not the physical. We often quote it that it's when I see, then I'll believe. But here, what is showing us is when I see it in the spirit, then I know I have it already. That's something that we really should ponder on a bit. When we see in or through our spirit, our faith rises and we can stand steadfast on God's promises. And there begins a supernatural gathering of the things we are hoping to see in the physical. The Bible teaches us that faith shows us the reality of the things we hope for, and it's the foundation or the certainty in our minds of the things we are yet to see. The attributes of humility with a teachable spirit are pleasing to the Lord, and that attract His abundant life. The abundant life is not about material goods. Rather, it's about obedient service to God and following His will for our lives. In conclusion, the way to the abundant life is through humility or a teachable spirit and prompt obedience to the Word of God in spite of oppositions. Now, here's a declaration or confession, if you may, to make and meditate on throughout today. I walk in abundance of life. I always live to obey God's truth. I walk in His light and see good as His word teaches me His delight. I am humble and continue in God's will, regardless of the oppositions I face. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.